By the next showing, Ive had refined the playful model. This time Jobs, with his binary view of the world, raved that he loved it. He took the foam prototype and began carrying it around the headquarters with him, showing it in confidence to trusted lieutenants and board members. In its ads, Apple was celebrating the glories of being able to think different, yet until now, nothing had been proposed that was much different from existing computers. Finally, Jobs had something new. The plastic casing that Ive and Koster proposed was sea green blue, later named Bondi blue after the color of the water at a beach in Australia, and it was translucent so that you could see through to the inside of the machine. We were trying to convey a sense of the computer being changeable based on your needs, to be like a chameleon, said Ive. That's why we liked the translucency. You could have color, but it felt so unstatic, and it came across as cheeky.